Now we get to our space food sticks. You remember I said at the beginning they were the one of the only technologies that people think NASA invented that they actually did invent. And why did they invent them? So that the Apollo astronauts would have something to eat while they were out on the lunar surface. So here you can actually see Gene Cernan from Apollo 17, and you can just see the food stick sitting up above the rim of his helmet. So when he was out on the lunar surface, you could actually lean over and bite the top of the space food stick and pull it up a bit so you'd take another bite and so on, so that you'd have a little something to eat on the way. They were developed by a commercial company in the US, and then they decided that if they were good enough for the astronauts, they were good enough for the general public. And so they've been marketed since then as a snack food for campers and for kids. And in fact, NASA, of course, has had to do a lot of research in food technology. And that's given us some pretty amazing improvements in the way that we process food, in the way that food safety is regulated, and also in how we make our camping food and our TV dinners. The freeze-drying technologies that NASA originally developed in Apollo, of course, they're now used in a whole range of convenience foods. When you go to the supermarket today, a lot of the those things you buy in a tear-off container, the instant pasta, all those sorts of things, they come from freeze-drying technologies originally developed by NASA. And in fact, a couple of other technologies that also get used widely in the food industry now, irradiation, where the food is treated with irradiation in order to kill bacteria, and what they call thermostabilising, where the food is already packaged and then heat-treated inside the package to also kill potentially dangerous bacteria. So all of those technologies originally developed for Apollo, and they're now used every day in the processing of your food. Water purification technologies are obviously important on the space station. We're going to need them for a trip to Mars. NASA's been at the forefront of a lot of water purification technology, and this is the kind of, if you live in an area, particularly a remote area, where you may not have access to good water on a regular basis or in a disaster period, this is a NASA-based water purification system. It's a bit hard to see these. I couldn't find a better picture, but they're actually shock absorbers in a building in Japan. And they come out of, again, research that was done on shock absorbers for the space shuttle. And they're used, obviously, to protect buildings when they're moving in earth tremors. So they absorb some of the shock and literally stop buildings from shaking themselves apart. So that's an interesting one that's come out of space technology. The fireproof coatings on metal beams in industry, in engineering. That's, again, a technology derived from some of NASA's space shuttle tile technology. So that protects buildings in the event of a fire. And you may find it interesting to think that when you're driving your high-performance radial tyres, that technology has actually come out of the parachute strings that were developed for the Viking landings on Mars in 1976. So the type of high tensile strength material that was developed for those parachute supports is now incorporated into the material used in these high-performance tyres. The microprocessors that you, or the cameras that you find in your, the pixel sensors that you find in your cameras now, these all come out of NASA imaging technologies, the kind of thing that you find in the space shuttle, in the probes that are on Mars, that NASA was even beginning to experiment with back in the 60s during the moon landings. And the athletic shoes that you're wearing, the sports shoes that you're wearing, the cushioning materials in those actually come out of materials that were developed for the cushioning of the boots on the Apollo spacesuits. So if you're a runner and you like to take pictures, you're, again, using technologies that came from Apollo. NASA's an enormous developer of software, and every year they make that software available. They have a catalogue that comes out with a whole range of open source softwares that they provide for people to use. Anyone in the world can then just pick them up and run with them to develop those softwares in any way that their imagination and creativity allows them to. Some of you may be familiar with OpenStack cloud software. This is another development that came out of NASA that they made openly available for companies to then use in the cloud computing market. Now, some things that NASA has developed are a little bit unusual. You may not think of them as spin-offs from space, but management technology actually came from, or not management technology overall, but certain types of management systems, management technologies, came out of the way that project management had to be developed for Apollo. So a lot of the lessons that NASA learned at that time were then quantified into management training for later generations, so that, again, the basis of management programs today goes back to a lot of the project management for Apollo. So just quickly summarising some of the things that we've looked at in this single slide, and a few things I haven't mentioned. Pacemakers, for example, these are another development. What have we got here? The robot-guided wheelchair, the dry film machinery lubricants. NASA originally developed those for the aviation industry, but they've now been used in used quite a lot in the mining industry as well as in automotives. Water purification, we've mentioned that. Ultrasound scanners, laser surgery. Again, that's come from techniques NASA originally developed for completely unrelated functions, mainly for aircraft inspection and inspection of spacecraft part components and things. So quite a range of things that have come out of NASA's research in taking us to space. And to me, another important thing that has come from space, and you know what it's done for me, and I hope it's done for you, is the amazing scientific knowledge that it's brought us about the planets in our solar system and about the universe beyond. Space telescopes like Hubble, you may not think they have an everyday application to your life, and in a lot of ways they don't, but I hope that they actually do have a spiritual application to your life and make you feel some of the awe and wonder of the universe when you see the images that come from this research.